Markets letter buck is the rock and roll word around here. Wheat futures overnight making another new contract high for the year, pushing higher for the Kansas and Chicago wheat contracts. That occurred around 3 a.m. The Matif opens over there in Europe at around 350. That was our high. Then we started to drift, and all of a sudden we collapsed at 6 a.m. It wasn't about President Trump slapping on his 301 sanctioned tariffs. That's just to replace current ones that are already on. A few countries out there get a little extra, but otherwise it's the same old for everybody else. But President Zelensky trying to work a game plan to keep the Odessa port opened. They're flagging. They want to flag some ships and say, hey, don't fire on these ships as they come rolling into port. Well, that was the first sign of any kind of peace talk, maybe in the Black Sea region where everything's getting tightened up. The garden hose is being squeezed shut right when the wheat needs to move out of there. Well, that sent the wheat market in a tailspin, dropping well over 50 cents off the high in the session from high to low. Then we hit a low half hour into our session trading here around 9 o'clock and turned higher as it became very apparent that President Putin wasn't giving it any mind. He wasn't caring about it, wasn't listening about it. And there's no evidence at all that Russia wants to accept any kind of proposal to reopen the Odessa port, which is our second biggest one here, that needs to stay flowing with the grain. So there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear going on. So the wheat market, it's down on the day sharply, but it's sharply off the lows of the day. We are trading literally in the Kansas wheat market, currently 20 cents off morning lows, but we're still down 17 and a half cents at 742 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, after the wheat tour wrapped up, we've got some hurt coming here. The USDA is going to be lowering carry out some more. We're going to have that wheat, all wheat carry out below 700 million metric tons, 700 million bushels, excuse me, in the not too distant future. As the spring wheat tour found a rough crop out there, 48 bushel to the acre is their guess. That's down from last year's one bushel, but a full 10 bushels below what the USDA has allotted the spring wheat crop size to be this year. Not likely. Last year's final was 55 bushel to acre, but that wheat crop wasn't standing in 100-degree weather with no rain for weeks on end. And here comes some more heat, and that's got the soybean market all worried as they are a crop of August, and we are looking into August, and it's hot as we go into August. Right now we're looking at August 6th, and the heat builds into the western Midwest. Even Iowa gets very warm, and beans don't like that. And so beans are higher on the day, up 11 cents presently on the November contract, 12.54 and three quarters. Even the old crop September is up 10 and a half at 12.41 and a half. Corn, we're down on the session, but there too are about 6-7 cents off the lows of the day as the December contract down 1 3/4 at 4.85 and three quarters. September old crops off 2 cents at 4.62. Cattle futures, we are higher on the session. We were sharply higher earlier. We had feeder cattle up $5 on the day. Then they all of a sudden turned around and went down on the day $2. And then they have since come back, and now we're slightly higher on the day. That's because we're getting short covering after yesterday's low in the morning and then the explosive bounce we had seen, and then follow through today, cleansing some of this excess shorts as we go into a lot of reports this afternoon. We have a cattle on feed report after the close. We have a semi-biannual cattle inventory report after the close. And we have cold storage. The cattle on feed report right now, we're looking for about 102.2% of a year ago. That's because we have so many heavy cattle in the lots that we're backing them up. That's why we have more than last year. They're much heavier than last year. The placements number is a very wide number, anywhere from 93 to 103. They're putting that guess at 98% right in the settle center. So that's where the surprise could be. Marketings, they're at 97%. That inventory number, they think the cattle herd will be down some 300,000 to 500,000 head. We'll see what the heifer number looks like. The boxed beef market today, choice up 45 cents, 363.32. Select is down 64 cents, 348.11. Looks like that feeder index, now it's near 350, down $2.40, 350.72. That daily number, 345.22 on 1,607 head. So, yeah, the cash did come down to meet the feeder cattle indexes, which everybody said just 3 weeks ago, oh, they're a joke, they're way too low. And now we see who the cart was and who the horse is. Today we are firm ahead of that report. August cattle up $1.45, 226.85. As the cash trading is pretty much wrapped up, Looks like the Southern Live trade is at 230 this week. That's down $7 to $8 from last week. On the dress cattle, it's mostly in the north, 365. That's down $12 to $15. So a little bit of bounce here. We're still discount, 226.85. October cattle up 92 cents, 222.30. December gaining $1.37 at 222.05 on those feeder cattle. August up 72 cents, 344.50. September feeders up $1.02, 340.87. October gains $1.80, 335.25. And that January feeder cattle contract up $1.90, 324.52. Hogs are gaining 65 cents on August at 102.80. October up 10, 89 even. Gold, we are up $20 presently at $4,070. Silver, the September contract shows a 93 cent gain at $59. Bitcoin, July contract, down $725, $64,130. And crude oil, well, I guess Pakistan's out saying Iran wants to talk. Let's do something here. Well, we know how the Iranians are. Talk, 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 talk. Lie, 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 lie. Do what they want, do what they want afterwards. So President Trump's not falling for that trap, but crude oil is still down $3 a barrel. It was down $4.50 earlier when Pakistan said, hey, let's get Iran to talk. But currently now we're recovering a bit. We're down $3.18 at $89.02. Gasoline's off 8 cents a gallon, $3.24. Diesel fuel down 14 cents a gallon, $4.95 a gallon. Any questions about trading commodity futures? We're here to help. Whatever you need, go to the website. You can also get a look at our newsletter. It's free. HeartlandInvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.